This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and let's not forget the truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for more information, and check out, you might be able to save some money over there and a couple things too. All right, well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. And there they are, and oh, they can't wait. Oh, and by the way, that's not the crowd in the bar. That's the people who come to work. So there they are. And good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You had to wait till they got quiet?
Absolutely.
I thought you'd yell over them. Say, yeah, thank you, yeah. Oh, Brooke would have. She would have yelled over them. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. First of all, you know what the big day is today in Washington, D.C., don't you?
Big day today in Washington, D.C.
At the White House.
They're going to announce more spending.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be there with the Super Bowl champion. Tom Brady will be there, too.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep, they're going to the White House. And
That's the one good thing that's happening during this entire administration so far.
Maybe they'll get McDonald's hamburgers or something for lunch. I don't know. All right. Well, look, let's cut to the chase and move along here. Now, obviously, and I'm going to start at the end of the list and go backwards, and there's a reason for that. North Carolina County, namely Mecklenburg County, which is Charlotte, last I checked, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Is going to start offering door-to-door COVID-19 vaccinations. Get them while they're hot.
Well, how nice of them. I'll be surprised if hardly any residents accepts or opens their door to these creatures coming around here offering these coronavirus shots. Everyone on the planet has heard of these shots. If they want them, they can easily go get them. It's not their duty, constitutionally or otherwise, to go around and try to persuade people to take what is called, technically, according to the CDC, an experiment. So more power to them, to the residents, if they don't open their doors to these creatures coming around trying to offer these experiments.
By the way, you want to hear about an experiment? You know what a statin drug is, right? Common cholesterol drug?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have now found out that that may, in fact, reduce the severity of COVID-19 if you get it, if you're on a statin cholesterol drug. Now, that's good news for the people with high blood pressure and whatnot.
That's good news for them. And I guess since that's another simple solution, for the corona China virus, I wonder if they'll let people take it, because there are many other simple solutions out there that the government officials and others have.
You mean take it if you don't have the problem?
No, what I'm saying is that there are many other solutions to the corona China virus that have been blocked from public consumption or frowned upon by those in power, such as hydroxychloroquine, for example. That works, too. Very simple, very harmless. It's been frowned upon by government officials.
It may have been frowned upon in Michigan, but not down here in Florida.
No, it's been frowned upon from the federal government. Yes, here in Michigan.
Yep. Not down here. There's people that actually have been doing it when they have to. I mean, they do the, what they call it, the cocktail.
Yeah. I mean, people are still getting it, but I'm just saying. It's been frowned upon because it's a very simple solution. The left does not like simple, easy solutions to problems. They love crises to produce more crises.
Isn't that the truth?
You know.
Hey,
listen.
I wanted to talk about something. You saw what happened to the Tampa man, 38 years old. He got 8 months in a federal prison for what he did in Washington D.C. on January the 6th. You saw that, right?
Yeah, I did see that. That article, yeah.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Have you seen anybody from Antifa or Black Lives Matter that threw firebombs at police, either in, Minneapolis, Portland, or Seattle, get charged with anything?
I thought about that very question or subject when I was reading that article. And of course not. I haven't heard of any of these people. There are people that have beaten the crap out of other people in the streets of D.C. that have not gotten punished.
There was one guy in Minneapolis that they got on video that actually set fire to the precinct that started the fire inside. They got him on video. He's the only one I know that's been charged out of all those firebombs that were thrown. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Ron Edwards, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
One of the biggest concerns consistently on the minds of Americans is the horrendous and very preventable massive crime wave, and rightfully so. But are officials seeking real solutions? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, our once gleaming cities like Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, and the greatest of them all, New York City, are plagued with a massive crime wave. For many months, Democrats, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa foot soldiers of evil and other leftists have worked to rid our cities of local police officers. The Dragon Media has also joined in the evil mission to eradicate local protection of sovereign citizens. Now, criminals are free to burglarize stores, beat up people for sport, invade homes, etc. So, many people are seeking relief from the massive crime wave sweeping across the United States. But without the reestablishment of good moral standards, the effort to combat crime will be as futile as expecting Democrats, the Dragon Media, and rhinos to stand for God, family, and country. My fellow Americans, good must be utilized to overcome evil, including crime waves. If not, expect a lot more of the same. I'm Ron Edwards.
All right, he's Ron Edwards, and I'm the captain, and this is Moss Nissan bringing you this portion of the program. Now, I'll tell you what, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, even up there where Ron Edwards is, and out as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you can think about, and clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. In case you hadn't heard, some used vehicles are up 45% in value, others 21%. Yours could be one of them. But you don't know until you go up there and have your vehicle appraised to see what can happen. Because, heck, you just might decide to sell your vehicle outright and get yourself a new one, have extra money to go out and take a little vacation with. How about them apples? So, don't forget, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're up there, test drive the all-new, hottest SUV on the planet, the Rogue, which is doing it for right now. People are buying Rogues like it's going out of style. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, back to Ron Edwards. Hey, Ron, guess where I'm going to be today?
In Florida.
Thank you. I'm going to be over at the Amanda Mackey announcement party. It's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. I'll be there. My buddy George Buck will be there. We'll have several other dignitaries there. Some of us are going to speak, and some of us are just going to look pretty. Although Amanda will be the one that can be the one looking pretty. And if you want to come out, folks, there's going to be quite a little deal there. It's a big deal for Amanda Mackey. She's making a big announcement at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, 10 a.m. in Largo. All right. Now,
hey, Captain, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about Amanda Mackey. Is she a real, a true conservative?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nothing that takes the run of the mill middle stuff with her. Her record, especially the past 2 years that I've known her, has been very, very staunch as a Donald Trump supporter and everything he stood for.
Oh,
everything. All right, now let's go back to what you and I were talking about. I kind of lost track here. Let me put that down. I got to close the window here so I can see what I'm doing. All right, now, we have a situation where one of the great Cubano singers of all time, Gloria Estefan, with the Miami Sound Machine, has issued a passionate plea to the Biden administration, we'll see if they're listening, to provide Cuban assistance amid the pro-freedom protests. She says, now they're saying, enough, let's do something.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of Gloria Estefan for a long time. One of my favorites. You know, I love her sincerity. She's a great lady and all of that, but expecting Biden to do anything about the situation now is like expecting a drop of water to end the massive droughts in California, Colorado, and Nevada and elsewhere. I mean, this guy is just a work in futility. And it's sad because, you know, she's correct in seeking help. But, my God, if only they had done this maybe a year and a half ago, I think there would have been a different, I know there would have been a different response because we would have had a pro-freedom president to deal with the situation. And it's really heartbreaking to see what's going on now and amid people trying their best to seek freedom in Cuba and the thing we have, this thing we have in the White House now, it's just heartbreaking. And they're getting no help from this administration. None so far. So.
No, and our Coast Guard, by the way, is now turning away the boats headed south trying to get to Cuba with its supplies.
That is, man, when I heard that, I just, oh, gosh. And the same government, the same asinine administration is allowing anything to walk into our southern border from at least, over 150 countries around the world. If you're a terrorist, mm-hmm. you can come in. If you're a sick person, you can come in, whatever. But if you're seeking freedom from Cuba, oh, no. You'd better not try to come here.
There was a tractor trailer that was stopped on the Texas border right there on I-10 coming east and had 105 illegals in the middle of a load. You know how they dummy a load. Had 105 yes. illegals in the middle of a load, and it is believed, our governor even said so, that they were all coming to Florida.
Jesus.
And that's only the beginning, because remember, Florida is a state, with an international border. I mean, we got the waters.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they don't come in by water, and some of them still do, they come in by truck.
Man alive.
Yep.
May we survive this Biden administration. We've got to get to the other side of this and get a pro-American president back in office.
As long as they can't get 60 votes to get a bill on the floor in the Senate, which is what it takes, remember, as long as they can't get 60 votes to get a bill on the floor in the Senate, we'll do all right. But that's what it's going to have to continue to take. And Chucky Boy Schumer's trying to rush some legislation to the floor, as you well know, to get that infrastructure thing through, but it's not going to happen. He says, well, I got 11 Republicans, and I ought to be able to get 10 out of the 11. Nope. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about a few Republicans, Romney and a few others. But
not 10.
I don't think they'll get 10.
No.
They're not 10 idiots.
No. They might get 3 or 4, but that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's not 10 idiots, Bill, but there's a few.
Yeah. So anyway, back to where we were here. How about if we move along to, where's your thing here? There we are. How about the New York Times and the reporter, Nicole Hannah Jones, who declared that all journalism is activism? Really? What am I missing on that one? I thought you were supposed to write a news story, a legitimate news story, based on facts. Hello? Facts.
It used to be what, when, where, how, and why.
Who, what, when, where, how, why. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were taught. That's what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
That's journalism 101. That's coming out the gate. And this individual coming out saying that it's all activism. But you know what? This is what she was taught. She is a perfect example of what happens now in government school. Mm-hmm. This is what they're turning out. As an adult, she can be blamed for what she does, but it's the schools that gave her the mindset that she has.
By the way, I started as a news announcer in this business years ago, and we used to have a sounder, and it went, beep, 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 beep. This is Matt Bruce, and I have news for you. Beep, 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 beep.
All right. I remember 2020 News.
Yeah.
CLW.
That too. Okay. Listen, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Roll. Edwards, and I'll be right back with Del Brookster. Brooks does. Brooks talks America on the Captain's America. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said, thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures, end quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. Thank you for doing that for us. Now, it's that time of the week. It's that time of the month. It's that time of the hour for... When you hear that music, it can only mean one of two things. It means I'm either playing Judas Priest. I got somebody on the telephone by the name of Brooke says. Alrighty, where is she? There she is right there. Brooke says.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, they gotta go back in the box now. There they go. Okay, so there they go. All right,
That is the best. Well, I'm like a prize fighter going into the ring with these libs.
Every now and then I get this right and I have a good time. By the way, I got to remind everybody, Everglades Equipment Group brings you this segment of the program for reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check out Everglades Equipment Group. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty, well, kiddo, you're going to be busy because you want to talk about old Uncle Joe insisting that massive government spending is going to tamp down inflation. Now, you probably heard me talking with Chris Markowski about this. He says, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah. Creepy Sleepy Joe is not a Mensa candidate. okay? These people don't know anything about economics. They just know what someone says to them in the teleprompter, and it's absolutely ridiculous and stupid. So people already know it. It's at the pump. It's everywhere else, and it's just going to get worse. I don't know. You know, I wish there was an opposition party. I think there used to be this thing called the Republican Party. I'm not quite sure where they have gone, but they're supposed to oppose stuff like this, so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, good morning to George in the chat room. Good morning to Al in Nebraska. Good morning to Eric in Seminole. Good morning to our other Eric, the trucker, who's in there, and everybody else that's chiming around there in the chat room right now.
Yes, thank you to the truckers. Thank you to the truckers. You all have saved us, seriously.
Well, having spent many years in the trucking business, you're welcome. Okay, yeah. Now, critics are unearthing an anti-vaccine rhetoric from liberals, top Dems, including Vice President Harris, back during the 2020 election, and they're going to throw it right back in their face.
Oh, really? Wait, wait. You mean Democrats are hypocrites?
Yep.
Matt, that's breaking news. Call the New York Times.
Okay, call the New York Times.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Here's the problem, and this is a conundrum, because I talk about messaging, I talk about strategic communications all the time. They have no shame. Really, they have zero shame. So it doesn't matter if it's on record, if it's on TV, if it's on video and YouTube and everywhere else. They don't care. So you can say all day long, as long as the media and big tech is left, mm-hmm. they're just going to lie and act like it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right.
I'm being totally honest about that. I'm not really sure how we overcome that, because they don't care. They revel in their hypocrisy.
I'm not sure, but we have to continue to shame them and get the truth out. We have to be truthful. We have to be.
Yeah, and inform others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the one where I don't know what they're going to do with this one, but masks are now recommended inside the schools for anyone over the age of 2, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, I heard something a little bit different than that the last time around. What, they keep changing their mind again?
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, everybody should listen to my show from last Saturday. We talk about this. You have a month until kids go back to school, okay? I don't know, to tell you the God's honest truth. I'm really horrified that American parents let them do this the first time, the first year. They shut the schools, you know, and everything. And I'm working on an absolutely savage article about this, because they hurt your kids on purpose, and I hope that you will punish them accordingly. But if we let them do this for another year, I mean, it's a psychological operation. 100% it's a psyop. It's to crush their spirits. They don't care if they commit suicide. They don't care if they're psychologically damaged. They don't care what happens to them. It's all symbolism. They have to be figuring they need a certain amount of time in order to break them. And if you let it happen, you know, which is all part of the plan, right? If you let it happen, then you're complicit. I'm sorry. You know, California is a sewer state anyways, and I pray that someone can actually do something and not Bruce Jenner, Caitlin, whatever you want to call. John Cox, whoever it is, can get this guy out and save that state. But liberalism is a mental disorder. If you are a liberal and you allow this to do this to your children, I mean, that's Darwin. Okay, but conservative parents need to stand up against this every single solitary place. You know, look at Terry Schilling and his project. Listen to my show. All of this stuff, we need to fight back against this. And you have a month to get activated to stop this everywhere, because one more year will kill the kids. Sorry, it will. Yeah. They're already damaged anyways.
Yeah, by the way, to our listeners out there in California and our affiliates, Larry Elder, Salem mm-hmm. host, who's on holiday, or what do they call it? Well, he's on the shelf for the moment he's running for governor. But Larry Elder, see if you can support him. Check out his policies. See what he has to stand for. All right, here we go. A Pentagon contractor probing soldier extremism, that means the DOD, says skepticism about BLM is a potential red flag. Wonderful.
Now, is this a contractor that is against this policy?
No, it's one that's for it.
Oh, yeah.
Working for the DOD, working for Biden and company.
Yeah, well,
spending money to do this, yeah.
Thinking is, extremism. And by the way, that's going to mean the black soldiers.
Right.
That disagree with CRT, which is a growing number because they realize that, first of all, the CRT, okay, critical race theory is two things. Mm-hmm. It is white liberals proclaiming their superiority. Mm-hmm. If you don't get this, there's a reason that Jesus spoke in parables, because you're just not ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. White liberals proclaiming their virtue. There is a white liberal named Robin DiAngelo who gets $12,000 a year to teach this nonsense. Okay. It's a hustle, first of all. Second of all, it's just them proclaiming their superiority, which they feel bad about. So they have to go out and tell white people that they're guilty and that they're racist. They are racist. White liberals are racist, right? You can't
Antifa.
Be teaching.
Antifa.
No, yeah, but you can't be teaching that mm-hmm. someone else is oppressed if you don't feel superior. Because I don't feel superior. I don't tell other people they're oppressed because of the color of their skin. I don't tell them that they can't meet a standard of academics because of the color of their skin, because that is racist. So CRT is racist. And the black race hustlers that go along with this are just doing it because it's a hustle for them, too. Mm. So if you're not opposed to CRT, you're a racist.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got to mention a couple things here because we're getting ready to come up on a break. Number one, folks, today I'll be on Ron Edwards' show this afternoon between the 3 and 4 o'clock hour. I'll be on about, I don't know, 3:15 or thereabouts. So go to theronedwards.com to find out how to hear me. Or you can hear me over there, I think. And then this morning at 10 o'clock, I will be over at a big announcement for Amanda Mackey. She'll be at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. I'll be there. George Buck will be there. A number of other local dignitaries will be there. And we've got a large group of people coming over at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, 10 a.m. It's free. Doesn't cost anything to get in. Come on over. Amanda Mackey's going to make an announcement, and then we'll go from there. And I still will be at Mission Barbecue for Have Lunch with the Captain at noon today. Busy day there, Brooke.
Okay, well, better have some coffee.
I don't need coffee.
But not Black Rifle coffee.
I don't need coffee, and I'm not going to drink Black Rifle coffee. I got a better coffee. I can't tell you what it is because I don't have the bag in front of me right now, and I'm waiting for somebody to send me this script about the coffee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No script, can't talk.
That's right.
Besides that, then I can sit here and sip my coffee.
Yeah. Pinky's up, of course.
Well, listen, the Texas Democrats, okay, what's going to go on there just for the heck of it?
Oh, my gosh. What a joke. What a joke. I mean, that is the biggest self-own, but I heard what you said. Yes.
Let's talk about it on the way back. Okay. All right, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America. By the way, her program can be heard on this station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Brooke Talks America is a website. Go over there and check her out. In the meantime, listen to this guy.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Gold Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks. On the south side of Clark Road, look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue flag draped upon the big old Uncle Sam. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty. Back to Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America, and you want to say something, go right ahead.
Yes, if you'd like, if you're listening to the show and you have a business or product and you'd like to sponsor my show, a feisty redhead voice like mine, very conservative, you can email me at info@brooketalksamerica.com. It's Brooke with an E, info@brooketalksamerica.com.
By the way, you have the perfect face for radio.
You know something? Wait till I see you again.
I know. We're here too much.
You have the perfect face for radio.
I do, and we have too much fun. All right, here we go. We were talking about the Texas delegation.
Oh, my gosh. I've got the biggest cell phone ever. They're so dumb.
I've got a price tag for this debacle so far. You want to hear it? $1.5 million and counting.
And I hope someone's, I mean, you know, I don't know whether they can actually recoup that. I hope that someone sues them and they get that, you know, they get that money back because it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be able to pull stunts like that on the taxpayer's dime.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a question from one of our good question askers?
Sure.
All right. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wanted to remind everybody and also ask Brooke what she thinks. The whole purpose of the lockdowns and that type of thing was to flatten the curve, right? The whole purpose of the whole purpose of that was to, in quote, flatten the curve so that they can get time to develop the vaccine. Well, we've developed a vaccine, so it doesn't matter if we flatten the curve or not. Whoever's going to get it's going to get it. That's up my point. All right, Captain.
All right. Well, again, they're playing this game, and the game is no matter what we do, it's like check and checkmate.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, you know, I had Yvette Gaw on the phone on the show last Saturday, and she mentioned the box, right? The box is the TV.
Mm-hmm.
The box is the phone. The box is telling you you have to do this and that. It's whack-a-mole. So the people believe the person that's in the box. Now, I wrote an absolutely vicious article about Fauci, which you should go to my website, BrookTalksAmerica.com, to read because it's really priceless and he ought to be tried for crimes against humanity. But they're gonna tell you whatever they think that you're gonna believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people that don't believe it are the extremists, because changing your mind 100 times doesn't matter to the left because they're hypocrite-like psychopaths. How can you change your mind so many times on a single issue and be believed for a second? This guy is a joke. Oh, my gosh. That quote-unquote Dr. Wen, who goes on CNN, I mean, I really don't even know about her. First of all, she's super creepy, right, with the way that she talks anyways. Mm-hmm. But she's talking about, oh, yeah, the carrot and the stick, and we need to make it hard for people who aren't vaccinated. I'm sorry. Are we in the United States of America? You don't make anything hard for me. I'm a free citizen. So you don't get to tell me all of the things that you think that I should do when you can't even make up your own mind, even within the CD between Walensky and the other people, between Walensky and Fauci, they changed their mind a million times. But I'm sorry, the Pediatric Association, I mean, if we had a Justice Department, all of these people would be investigated because there are emails, there are documents that you can find, and they should be FOIA'd because I guarantee you Randy Weingartner, creepazoid of the teachers union, is probably sending messages to Fauci, to this and everything like that. So parents need to stand up for their children because that is criminal, what they're doing to children.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here, so let's go over to this one. Now, I like the Miami Sound Machine. How about you?
Meh.
And what do you think about Gloria Estefan getting involved in this deal with Cuba? I'm not surprised. She's done things before to help the Cuban people and whatnot, because, of course, she is from there. And the fact of the matter is, what are we going to do? You are aware of the fact now that the Coast Guard cutters are actually turning the boats away that are trying to go south to Cuba with the supplies.
Well, I didn't know that, but I do have to say something, is that there has been talk of I don't want to say the H word, Obama, but he was right with wet foot, dry foot, and I know that's probably going to make people's heads explode. I'm sorry, you can't have one country that has a policy that everyone else doesn't have, right? Because if the Haitians should be able to come over wet foot, dry foot, no, we cannot have wet foot, dry foot, so anybody that's calling for that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I don't know why they're doing that, but I think that if you want a free country, you have to fight for your own country. So they should allow people to go over there. There is enough. I'm from Miami, so I don't want to hear anybody come tell me anything. I know better than you. There's enough money there. There's enough power there. They can circle that country. You might have to risk some lives, just like everybody who wants freedom. Go and fight for your country. Mm-hmm. They should let them go. Let them take over the island. You know, they don't have, what, do they have bombardiers? No. They don't have an Air Force in Cuba. Go take care of that country and go fix it.
Okay, yes. We got to run, and Brooke Talks America is the website, 7 o'clock Saturday nights, Brooke says, and we'll see what we can do to help you out, and I'll see you when I see you.
All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one. God bless the troops.
Okay, all right. Brooke says from BrookeTalksAmerica.com. Okay, Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, as that's what we do here. By the way, let me just tell the people at Rush Limbaugh something. You're wasting your time. You're trying to replace a quarterback, okay? And there's only one person that can replace him, that's me, okay? That's just the bottom line here, okay? You got 50 million listeners, you'll have 100 million listeners, okay? Because Rush Limbaugh gives you the answer. Hey, Jen Psaki, spokeswoman for the Einstein to the White House, you're going to tell me that Donald Trump should be banned from social media? Okay, that's what you're going to tell me. The 45th president of the United States should be banned because you think that he should be banned on one, he should be banned on all. No, you're worse than the Communist News Network. You're trying to make our kids get vaccinated. We don't want, don't tell us what to do. Okay, the Communist News Network, the WHO, and the rest of you totalitarian pieces of crap Marxist communists, shut up.
Okay, wrap it up because I got to go.
And let me tell the idiot, no, Joe Biden, we don't want your infrastructure so you can raise our taxes and take our tax cuts away. Shut up and go with the Trump plan. Let's get to work and save the country.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, very good. And we've run out of time, folks. It's another busy day. A lot of things going on today. By the way, I will be over 10 o'clock over in Largo at the Central Park Performing Arts Centers. Come on by. Amanda Mackey is making a big announcement over there today, and a bunch of people are going to be there, myself, George Buck, who, of course, ran for Congress a couple times, several local officials and some other dignitaries will be there, and look forward to seeing you over there. And then, of course, at noontime or thereabouts, I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue for Have Lunch with the Captain. And then, let's see. Wait a minute. Yeah, then I got to come back. I've got a doctor's appointment this afternoon. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good. And I look forward to seeing a bunch of folks this morning at 10 o'clock over there at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. And a little hint, be watching the noontime news. You might be surprised who you might see on television. But we appreciate everybody here in the program. Our program is all about America. We're all about we the people. This program has nothing to do with any individuals. I'll tell you that right now. And if anybody says it does, they have no idea what they're talking about. This program is about America. This program is about we the people and what we the people can do when we decide to get together and do something other than use our heads for a hat rack. Okay? We need to take our country back from these fools that stole it from us. With that election, we all know about that. I don't even need to go there. But we need to take this country back from these fools that stole it from us and keep America great. I'm in. Who's with me? The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com is a website. Again, Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. all across the country. And on the weekends, 2 to 5. I look forward to talking to you tonight and seeing you today. Over in Largo. God bless America.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.